This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe Ferguson out of Missouri is still bubbling with more rioting and state senator getting arrested. I've not really been doing my job the last few weeks in covering that properly, though InfoWars Nightly News has been doing that. There's a lot of really important mixed Ebola news today. Some shocking information, quite frankly. We're going to be breaking all of that down coming up. And we have Freeway Ricky Ross, not Rick Ross, the fake rapper that resembles a black Jabba the Hutt, but the real Rick Ross, who was the biggest cocaine dealer ever known on the West Coast. $30 million a day at some points for the Central Intelligence Agency as a distributor to fund the Iran-Contra operation. That, of course, has now been declassified and confirmed, validating Gary Webb. That's why Gary Webb, who'd won a whole bunch of awards, had to have two bullets pumped into his brain back in 2004. Now, 10 years later, there's a big hit movie out that I've talked a lot about, very powerful. And that, of course, is Kill the Messenger, based on a book that Webb wrote before he died. We got Rick Ross joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Of course, there's a major character in the film who plays the part of Rick Ross. We'll get his take on the film and more. Of course, I knew Rick Ross back at the time and interviewed him, and I knew Webb had interviewed him, but we can still talk to Rick Ross. They haven't killed him yet. Knock on wood. Hope that doesn't happen. IMDb gives it a 7.3. It deserves more like a 9, because if you knew Gary Webb and Rick Ross and the players and followed it, you would know how accurate this film is, almost like a documentary. And it's not just about the CIA bringing drugs in. Everybody knows that, pretty much everybody, unless you're totally living under a rock in denial. They've been caught so many times. It's how they destroyed someone, how they killed his name and then killed him. But still, like a phoenix, he's risen again bigger than ever. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And I think the film hit me so hard because, to use a socialist term, but I don't use it as the socialist mean it, I am and have been and will be a fellow traveler with people like Gary Webb, who are threatened and attacked and assassinated in the media. They've told me they will assassinate me. Very serious people relayed that message in very serious ways. And they told him a lot that before they killed him as well. But that's all part of the great journey, isn't it? And all part of being a winner is not selling out to dehumanization and tyranny. When everybody sells out of fear, evil wins and takes over, and then you're ultimately destroyed and you have hell on earth. When good men and women take the field and stand up against all the different forms of tyranny and oppression, you create Renaissance systems that are built of honor and chivalry, and that's the type of system I want to be in. So Rick Ross will be joining us today. He was going to be on via Skype, but is having some problems, so he'll probably be on for a whole hour in the next few weeks, or hell. He's off probation now. They've been harassing him. We need to fly him out here for an in-studio interview. That's probably what we should do, or for a film. That's an idea. We ought to talk to Rick about that today. And then another filmmaker's joining us. There's no place like Utopia. Rick Ross is a filmmaker, too, now. Joel Gilbert will be with us in the third hour today to talk about the fake liberalism of collectivism and how it's really the ultimate form of domestication and disenfranchisement and tyranny. So that is all coming up as we pull back the curtain and reveal the little man behind the curtain and all it takes. Everybody else, Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion, they're all cowering in fear, but not Little Toto. Little Toto. All it takes is the child to call out that the Emperor is butt naked. All it takes is the little dog to pull back the curtain and show that the great and powerful Federal Reserve isn't even federal at all. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're all on this great journey together. And yes, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, and it is the 21st day already of October 2014. Before you know it, a twinkle of the eye, it'll be 2015 and beyond. We have Freeway Ricky Ross, the biggest known cocaine dealer in West Coast history, who worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. He later learned in federal court, and he's part of the subject in the film Kill the Messenger, that's a hit film right now and extremely accurate, about the late, great Gary Webb. So that's coming up at 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. Then filmmaker Joel Gilbert, There's No Place Like Utopia, will give us a take on his film, now out on DVD, and tie it into what's currently happening and what he thinks Obama, who he's been tracking and researching very closely, what he thinks Obama will do next as he becomes incredibly toxic. If you go to drudgereport.com, that's the headline up there. From patron saint to pariah, how Obama became toxic for the Democrats, and that's out of the London Telegraph. And Democrats running for the House and Senate are in trouble, whether they're incumbents or running against an incumbent Republican. They are in deep, deep trouble. Some of the Republicans are good libertarian Tea Party types. I'd say about half of them, from the numbers I've seen, that are running and winning right now and set to win in the polls in this midterm election. That's just a few weeks away now. But a lot of them are neocon rhino types, unfortunately, that are working with the Democrats and raising money from different establishment special interest groups to try to stop any attempt to right America's course onto a course that will give us some basic prosperity. The political elite just have a will to power, a will to crush this country, a will to break the free market and cement their criminal takeover. The difference is we're not going to sit here flat-footed and put a bunch of Republicans in and then watch them do the same old thing over and over again. All the numbers, all the polls show there is a major political awakening, a major political realignment that hasn't happened in over 100-plus years in this country, and it's happening all over the world as well, and with the singularity approaching off in the distance, and many, many singularities on the path to that, everything is compacted, everything is accelerated right now. And the political elite better know thousands of armored vehicles, billions of rounds of ammo, militarized police are not going to protect you if you shut down the economy and steal everything. A free market and prosperity is what protects elites and nouveau riche and prosperity. But time and time again in history, elites get greedy. Everybody knows the story of the golden goose, Aesop's fables, where this goose starts laying golden eggs and the farmer becomes incredibly rich. And then he gets greedy and goes to the goose and says, I want two eggs every day. And the goose says, all I can lay is one golden egg a day. And then the goose does as hard as it can and lays two golden eggs. And the farmer comes back and says, I want three or I'm going to kill you and cut those eggs out. Finally, the goose couldn't lay any more eggs. And the farmer came with a hatchet and split its guts open and there was no eggs inside, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what political greedy systems do over and over again. For short-term gain, they slaughter the entire herd as they see us, and then there's no cows the next year. And I put that out from an elitist perspective that we're all a bunch of human resources, animals that are dumber than a box of rocks, and they're all up there just to prey on us and lie to us. Why would any of you elitists want to create a world where your kids have to be raised around a bunch of brain-damaged people? Now, I'm going to get into Ebola. I'm going to get into a bunch of science news. There is a lot of really powerful news today. IBM is plunging in stocks. McDonald's is plunging as well. ISIS is making big gains and big moves in Iraq. Huge Ebola news. The Ebola czar, I told you, worked for Al Gore and eugenics. he's now come out, we have the video, and said population reduction is needed, and the biggest problem is the population in Africa. And he said this a year ago. And he says the number one problem is overpopulation. This is a big carbon taxer globalist that wants to tax the West but put double taxes on the third world, stop their development, which would actually lower their population. Because there are some areas that are overpopulated. There's no doubting that. But the globalists have the schizophrenic move of wanting a dumbed-down population and not letting them industrialize. So then they have 5, 6, 7, 8 kids, whether it's poor people in Eastern Europe, Asia, or Africa. Then their answer is come in and hit them with vaccines with sterilants on top of it. But the Africans aren't stupid like Americans. They run from the UN vehicles. They have to have the police. You can look this up in these countries. Arrest people and take them in for 4 shots. Because the Africans notice they have miscarriages. They can't have kids anymore. They die when they're given the tetanus shots and other vaccines. They're not stupid. They're not naive like we are. I'm just telling you, they're not. They're silly and ignorant in a lot of ways in Africa. I've studied the different regions and different subgroups and what's going on there. But they understand that they're being attacked, and their scientists do, and they have major medical facilities there, and people train in the West, and it's been identified. In South Africa, declassified in 1993, Project Coast and a bunch of other programs, injecting black people with sterilants, weaponized Ebola, systems that make women have an autoimmune response to sperm. So that's all coming out. But before I go any further, I was talking to a famous person yesterday. I'll just leave it at that because it's interesting. The reason I point out that they're famous is just that that's where this type of talk goes on. And this person listens to the show and has seen my films. And he was talking to another very famous athlete. And the famous athlete was basically saying, hey, eugenics isn't bad, and Ebola isn't bad. We need to reduce population. And when you let diseases kill people, then the stronger survive. Well, at one level, that's true. But are you ready to die? You ready to have your kids die to prove that? I mean, think about this. So I was having this debate, and I said, listen, surface eugenics is make the elite more elite and healthier and better looking, but get rid of the dumb people. Real eugenics is make the general public dumb, target the most intelligent, and try to dumb them down. And then they make it through all those hurdles with test scores, then hire them to work for the system. Just like a grizzly bear will go out and smell the newborn cub, or what do you call a baby bear? Cub, yeah. And will eat it. Lions and tigers, males will go out and find baby males and eat them because they don't want the competition. And that's the true eugenics, okay? It's bad enough to say we're going to sterilize mentally retarded people and all of this and sterilize people that have genetic disorders so they can't have kids or whatever. Even though I've seen major studies showing that a lot of people that have genetic disorders will also then have some super quirk, idiot, savant level intelligence, or their kid will. I mean, these mutations happen for a reason. But I can sit back and see the eugenics view and say, should we have people with Down syndrome, you know, getting together and having kids? Well, no, that's a bad decision. But do you want to use the Ring of Mordor to start sterilizing those poor folks? Because then you're next. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. What Christ said is what I live by. What you do to the least of these, you've done to me. How we treat old people and mentally retarded children and combat injured veterans is the measure of how we're going to be treated in our lives on this planet, and then when we're judged by God. It'd be better to tie a giant 5,000-pound rock around your neck and throw it into the ocean, a millstone, than to hurt innocent people. And it's childlike minds. The globalists want us to be arrested development, children for life, simple-minded, so they can prey on us. It's like a giant van playing ice cream truck music with kids trying to lure little kids in with candy. That's the New World Order with Obamacare and all the free goodies. And I was sent by a friend photos. I confirmed it's going on where they're now not having gingerbread men or women. It'll say ginger neutral. I mean, it's just cult-like mind control while the globalists discriminate against all of us. So I thought I'd mention that. The latest on Ebola, straight ahead, and a lot more. Then your phone calls. And then we have Freeman Ricky Ross, who worked for the CIA, coming up.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Alex Jones here, back live. I warned you 15 years ago or more that they would tax us by the mile, drive our automobiles worldwide. Global plan, global governance. And I told you that once they put Google cars on the streets, they would claim they were safer than human driving, that they would end human driving and surveil everything we do in our cars. Time magazine, let's fix it. Let's end human driving, which means end human travel. And the police already believe it's a privilege, even though it's not. They're also teaching them owning a gun is a privilege. It is not. Commerce on publicly paid for roads is a privilege, not travel. I'm not going to quote the Supreme Court rulings. If the police want to look up the facts, they will. Most of them already know. So there you go. See, humans aren't going to be going into space. Humans aren't going to be driving fun hot rods when you're, you know, 20 years old in college. You're not going to be able to have men and women anymore. You're not going to have the gender roles. It's all under attack. They're breaking humanity down. It's a prison they're building with 200-square-foot coffin apartments, and that's just the start. No one should want them to model the future, these transhumanist, eugenicist globalists. But they come to the top athletes and the top scientists and the top of every field and go, you're an elitist. You should be part of the eugenicist movement. Would you like to come to one of our private meetings? Would you like to meet the governor? Would you like to meet the general? Would you like to meet the head of the botany department? And so they've got almost everybody who's somebody in this stupid cult. If you guys would read the literature deeper, you're not going to be given entrance into it, okay? They're going to wipe almost everybody out. They've got Mother Jones and International Business Times and like five other publications the last 2 days. I didn't even read the others, attacking me for saying Jones is nuts and says a global government will be established to carry out mass culling. Because that's all they talk about. Eco-science, the current czar, Obama's Ebola czar, thinks there's too many people. Infowars.com. Administration hires another overpopulation fanatic. Well, that's what I said days ago. That's the office he was over. Between Al Gore out of office and the White House regulations czar, Cass Sunstein, and the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, who wrote Eco-Science, with Paul Ehrlich calling for putting fluoride in the water to sterilize us. And what do you think it does? They've written their plan. We're living under it. These sniveling people, none of them take vaccines. They all drink filtered water. They all don't take GMOs. They go and do purify cleanses constantly. It's all a sick joke to them. They hate you and your family. They're not liberals. Do you understand that? Let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is. Here is the...
He was a wonderful fellow. Mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word.
Now this clip was coming up next. This is a clip that was aired on BBC back in the 90s about the different scientists with the U.S. and South Africa creating sterilants and when weaponized airborne Ebola. We're going to come back in the next segment with that. Here is the particular clip. Obama's Ebola czar thinks there's too many people in Africa. Administration hires another overpopulation fanatic, Ron Klain, who doesn't need any medical background or Ebola background. No, he just needs to know there are too many people, which the African scientists are saying has been weaponized. And the man that wrote the U.S. Chemical Biological Weapons Treaty that the U.N. adopted, Francis Boyle, Dr. Francis Boyle, who went through Kissinger's secret PhD program and was vetted to be the next Kissinger. We're going to get him on the next few days. He's come out and said this is weaponized and staged. Former top NSA analyst and a security head, led a team of internal security there. Wayne Madsen says it's CIA as well. But let's just ignore the experts. Let's actually go to the Obama czar.
I think the top leadership issue challenging our world today is how to deal with a continuing growing population in the world and all the resource demands places on the world.
Uh-huh.
And burgeoning populations in Africa and Asia that lack the resources to have a healthy, happy life. And I think we've got to find a way to make the world work for everyone.
And this woman sits here nodding at him like he's God. They all talk in these fake official, fake deliberative voices as they spout the same lines over and over again. We're going to come back with the plan to murder all the black people on BBC.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Magazine has come out
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Time Magazine has come out, as they always do, going, oh, here's the top globalist who just wants to share with you his vision, what he thinks is going to happen. And it's all been officially planned by MIT more than 15 years ago. I read the documents on air where they said, there'll be no manned space flight. You won't drive your car. Everything will be done in your house. The computer robots hooked into the central system will watch everything you do. You will be totally social engineered. You will only get meat a few times a year. You will not be allowed to show any gender traits, or you will be sent for re-education. And then now they have documentary cartoons made for high school students in England called Megapolis, where they show all this. And people see this who are older and say, is this a dystopic joke? No, it's not a joke. When they say, your kids belong to the state. We're not going to let you ever drive a car again. The NSA is watching everything you do. There won't be military and combat anymore. It's the end of humans doing things. The elite have decided to merge with machines and then to release bioweapons to wipe us out. Literally hundreds of publications have said that's the plan. Now, separately, thousands of times, hundreds of times just the last few months, I have been attacked for trying to rally humanity in the face of the clear and present stated enemy agenda. And yeah, it's fantastical. It's freaky. It's crazy. But it's happening. Just like all over the world, our government injected poor people with syphilis. It wasn't just blacks in Tuskegee. It was Guatemalans. It was people injected with it in Pakistan. Injected with polio, injected with sterilants, injected with you name it. They've got History Channel shows that I saw 20-something years ago. And I went and looked it up. It was declassified that they radiated 4,000-plus foster kids who were even healthy. In some cases, they gave them low dosages. Other cases, they put them in there and would fry them on the spot. And in the reports, the Army and other scientists would say, well, as I heard the four-year-old cry and beg, their body literally burned, and it took several hours for him to die as we monitored, I felt very sad that they had to do this, but it was for the greater good. See, it was about finding cadres of people that would take a three-year-old and stick them in a radiation chamber and then hit them so hard that their feet would burn to the ground like frying eggs. Oh, the government doesn't bring drugs in. No. The government doesn't launder money. No. It's nice. It wants to give me college scholarships. It wants me to watch football games. It wants me to turn my guns in so we can all be peaceful. Oh, it's not behind the Ebola. The government isn't a government. It is eugenicist social engineers who have disdain and hatred for humanity. They make Ted Bundy and Jeffrey Dahmer look like angels compared to them. They have disdain and a love of death. And if you won't get it, if you won't get that understanding, we're going to lose. I know you're not like that, so it's so alien you don't understand it. Some of the new listeners out there, I will assure you this is what we face. It is the opposite of being Christ-like. But they sell to those of us that are Christ-like and that our hearts are inclined towards helping the innocent, helping the weak, building people up, letting people know the rabbit trick. Enjoy seeing young people learn and be empowered. Enjoy seeing other people that are successful. Enjoy and admire musicians that can play beautiful music. Admire men and women that are beautiful or handsome. We're blind spiritually to the evil ones that hate beauty and hate strength and hate honor. But they sell us on a fake Christianoid liberalism of give your money for the poor people. Aren't you like Jesus? Liberation theology? But you notice the money they give is not to empower someone to know how to fish. It is simply to get people to become domesticated and to live off the government dole that the Roman system had 2,000 plus years ago, to control the voting Romans, to control the Senate. We're going down a crony system instead of an open system. And there's always aspects of both in any system. There's no such thing as utopia under the dominion of man and the God of this world, who's not the good guy. But you're going to see the total incremental rollout. You think they're going to stop with front line parking spaces for people that have electric cars and then people that carpool? No, they're going to make whole cities driverless cars in the next few years. It's now moving to that. And all the PR and all the statistics, you'll pay five times more on insurance if you try to drive yourself. because they don't want you doing what you want. They want everything you do tracked and traced and controlled beyond the NSA so they can rig the whole system and actuary the entire economy to make sure there's no underground economy when they shut the economy off. And that's in the news again today, that the NSA isn't really about spying on people so much politically, though that's part of it. It's almost entirely about rigging markets and stealing ideas and making sure the insiders can take over. Just like when you post you're going on vacation and what you got for Christmas and where you live, and thieves come and rob your house when you're gone because you were dumb enough to put it on Facebook because you're a good person. You didn't do anything wrong. So what's the big deal? Let your cell phone track you. Let people know where you live. Don't leave your house locked. Or let folks know what you got for Christmas. And then see, someone comes and robs you, and you're like, why? I'm a nice person. They came and robbed you because you are a nice person. You're a schmuck. Good people have to stop acting like jellyfish, sheep, idiots. Or you will be overrun. And worse, under all the fake Christ-like, counterfeit Christ garbage, you will say, I've got to let the state run my kids and my life and my house and tax me more because I'm stingy, because I'm only paying 70% one tax or another. 70% is what the average upper-middle-class person pays in this country. The ultra-rich pay almost nothing on record because they wrote the laws. You're like, good. Do you have any idea back when Kennedy cut taxes by half what happened? Tax receipts doubled. The middle class exploded, the biggest rate ever. Because it was more money for you to decide where to spend it. They don't want you to have money to vote in the free market because that'll build a beautiful world of big, nice luxury facilities and nice houses and nice cars and vacations and going where you want and traveling where you want. The globalists don't want a world like that. Their excuse is, it hurts the earth. Headline, why a depression would be good for the carbon footprint and good for the earth. That article was in thousands of publications. But they're not even trying to turn off the economy to really help the earth. They're busy destroying it with GMO and cross-species garbage and you name it as fast as they can. They're doing it because they want you destitute so they have the money and the power and you have nothing. Where there is freedom, they don't control. Where there is wealth, they don't control. Got it? It's fundamental. They don't. It's not that they don't care about you. They hate you. They do care about you. They care desperately about destroying you and your family and dumbing you down and putting deadly vaccines in you and deadly fluoride in you. And everyone inherently knows this deep down. But you can intellectually go check everything I've said. It's true in triplicate, in spades. I will never sign on to sterilizing people in Africa. I will never sign on to injecting Appalachian people with syphilis. I will never sign on to 54 million abortions. I will never sign on to any of this because the minute you sign on to that, ladies and gentlemen, you step over to the other side. And let me tell you now, you are openly working under the God of this world who wants to destroy your soul. And you fools out there that don't know it's about that are idiots. This is 100% spiritual, demonic warfare going on, manifesting itself on a planetary scale with robots and electric systems controlled by the beast that will micromanage everything we do. And I got news for you. You're not going to be raptured out of it. German Christians thought they were going to be raptured in World War II. Christians in Russia, Christians in China. That doctrine's only 200 years old, folks. It doesn't happen. And even if you don't believe in God, you better know this system is evil. They teach psychologists and psychiatrists that there's no good and evil, that you're beyond good and evil. What baloney. That's saying you can't have a choice of what you discriminate against, that you believe robbing an old lady and knocking her over the head is evil, and you believe helping an old lady is good. Yes, there is good and evil. There is right and wrong. That's why they've come out and said, why, at the grocery store, we can't have gingerbread men or gingerbread women because that gives people a choice. It notes a difference, and any difference is evil. See, that's the opposite of diversity. Breaking through the binary gender explained using continuums. Guys, I actually have the photo on my phone, and I want to give it to the guys. This is being sold in Austin as well, where it says gender-neutral gingerbread person. And it's about throwing it in your head. Foreign banks have robbed over $1,000 trillion from the worldwide community by design. World governments being formed. Our government's funding al-Qaeda to chop everybody's heads off that isn't a radical Islamicist. Our test scores are plummeting. Cancer's exploding. The border's wide open. They're letting Ebola come into the country. And the mayor of Houston wants to arrest preachers and is subpoenaing them because they've criticized homosexuality. What a terrorist over the First Amendment. Gender-inclusive school district says drop boys and girls, call kids purple penguins. Just screwing these kids up big time. That there's something wrong with being a girl, something wrong with being a boy, something wrong with girls wanting to be pretty and have fun, and something wrong with boys wanting to be tough and build things. This is a bunch of social engineers literally ruling you. Austin City Council approves gender-neutral bathrooms. Going to make you go in the bathroom. I've actually been in restaurants and hotels where it says man and woman, and you got to go to the bathroom, and you walk in, and there's a woman coming out of the stall, and I just leave. I mean, I'm not going to go sit on the toilet next to a woman. So you control freaks can have your way, man. What is your problem, fruits? And they're not fruits. It's social engineering. Overturn existing orders. Make us do whatever they want. Screw with everybody continually. If you want to go get a sex change, or you like to wear dresses, or you whatever, man, I'm not in your business. I'm a libertarian. But you're not really liberals at the top. You're a bunch of sick control freaks that want to go in and sexualize five-year-old children. They have a name for that. It's called NAMBLA. And by the way, the UN accepts NAMBLA. And they've had top UN members, top Australian judges, top British judges come out and say, well, people should be able to date your five-year-old. If your neighbor wants to date your five-year-old, they should be able to. Literally. Look it up. See, they're now saying kids can give consent to have vaccines and be paid by the school to get them. Well, why can't kids then drink liquor? If you're an adult and give liquor to your neighbor's kid, you go to jail. And you should if you're pushing a bunch of liquor on them because you're contributing to the delinquency of minors. You have violated the age of consent. Just like if you're 18, you're dating a 16-year-old, I don't think that's statutory rape. But they'll throw the book at you for that. But schools can then go in and mess with a 7-year-old and sexualize them. And that's okay because it's politically correct. See how screwed up this is? Meanwhile, it was declassified in 1993 in Australia. Israel's Knesset released some of it in 2000. The British released some of it in 2000. The U.S. admitted some of it in 2000 as well. It was in the Austin American Statesman. And the response of PNAC, Project for New American Century, headed up by Dick Cheney, was to publish in newspapers all over the country an article calling for the legitimate use of race-specific bioweapons. The Statesman, to its credit, as I mentioned yesterday, type in race-specific bioweapons, PNAC, and then click Google. It'll probably pull up the Statesman. The Statesman came out and decried it. Kind of a real liberal thing to do, not a fake liberal thing to do. This is the insanity. So we've got governments with bioweapon labs all over the world creating airborne Ebola. I played the Nova special for you. All this. They're creating stuff to, quote, kill the Kaffirs. That's the N-word in South African. Israel wanted it for the Arabs. That's been declassified. That was in Jane's Weapons Quarterly in 2000. And what is the response of publications every day? Alex Jones is insane. There is no plan to kill Africans. Bull, bull, bull. And those reporters all know it's been in newspapers hundreds of times and has admitted this is going on. So the minute you come out and say, I'm a liar, when I'm trying to stop this, means you're aiding and abetting it, and you've now signed on to it. So you think about why you've got such bad luck, why you're so unhappy, why bad things happen to your kids. It's because you are serving evil. Let me give evil people a newsflash. You will pay for evil when you're alive. You will not escape judgment. I got news for you. I know all these evil people have hellish lives, the worst luck you've ever seen. Let me tell you, I'm God-fearing. I don't believe I get my good luck because, I'm trying to be good. I do it out of a fear of God and wanting to help people and a drive to defend the innocent, not because I'm a hero, but because that's a default position. Let's go to this clip, and then we'll go to break. But here is the documentary admitting with the doctor himself the bioweapon program.
Larry was a wonderful fellow, mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called Kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these were germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
From the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So there, that's one reason why they got into genetic modification.
We're going to come back. You know, I want to play this whole 8-minute clip. And then the average liberal will say, well, there aren't too many black people. And I go, oh, you're a liberal. And it's only a cover, folks. With most of these so-called liberals, you get behind closed doors, they're flaming racist, including black ones against other blacks. These people are sick. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We'll be right back. police have announced another potential surge coming. More asylum officers hired so they can then complete the smuggling process to bring them into the country. And they've got a Time magazine article saying, let's fix it, let's end human driving. And they go on to say there'll be no more human driving within 10 years. People say, oh, that's just their opinion. No, they'll do it. And people will roll over to it. It's what they do. People love to be slaves. It's so much fun. It's for the earth, and it's trendy, and you're racist if you don't do it. Let me just stop right there. No, I think we can turn this back if we're aware of the fact that it's not the trendy, cool new thing. It's a system of oppression and control. Now, John Bowne filed this report for InfoWars Nightly News last night, but I want to air it right now here on the radio, dealing with Ebola, not just living 21 days in the body, but 41 in a certain percentage, and 70 days in sperm. So why are they letting people out yesterday, 40-plus people that were quarantined only 21 days after they didn't show signs? This is of great concern.
The fiancé of Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan will be released from quarantine today. However, the CDC-mandated 21-day quarantine period Louise Tro, along with her son and two nephews, endured is only half of the recommended period. The World Health Organization states, recent studies conducted in West Africa have demonstrated that 95% of confirmed cases have an incubation period in the range of 1 to 21 days. 98% have an incubation period that falls within the 1 to 42-day interval. The World Health Organization is therefore confident that detection of no new cases with active surveillance in place throughout this 42-day period means that an Ebola outbreak is indeed over. Drexel University professor Charles Haas released a study of the literature behind the Ebola incubation period. The 21-day incubation period is based on the general rule held for all infectious diseases. The lower the initial dose of the microorganisms you have, the longer it will take for them to accumulate to a critical level. Haas discovered that according to the statistics generated from the Ebola outbreak, in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, and the earlier outbreak in Congo in 1995, there is up to a 12% chance that someone infected with Ebola may take longer than 21 days to show symptoms of the disease. The World Health Organization does not declare an Ebola outbreak contained per country until that country has passed the 42-day incubation period. Nigeria reached the 42-day milestone after an outbreak of 19 cases began on July 23rd. The clean bill of health for Nigeria can also be attributed to the rapid shutdown of its borders with Cameroon, Chad, and Benin. The death toll in West Africa has now reached 4,500 people. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
That's right. A bunch of news I'm going to get into when we start the second hour. We'll also take some calls. And then we have Frey Ricky Ross on CIA drug trafficking. He was there, knew Gary Webb, big part of the new film that just came out, Kill the Messenger. He's been a frequent guest on the show, even from prison, over the last decade. He's out of prison now. That is coming up. Before I go any further, what I'm personally doing, not just because of Ebola, but because of all of the attacks on our immune system, all the superbugs, the MRSA, you name it, where this stuff needs to grow and get critical mass in the body first, is I'm getting purified water, non-GMO food, as much sunlight as I can, rest for my children as well, and then things like X2 Survival Shield, Supernation Iodine from InfoWarsLife.com. In my view, and many experts feel like Dr. Group, he believes it's just as important as colloidal silver overall. I mean, it is so important across the board in the body. It's essential. If you don't have iodine, you will die, just like oxygen or vitamin C. And so many people are deficient, and they've lowered what they claim you need of it just down to almost nothing. Soon they'll probably say you don't even need it. Just hurry up and die. InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield X2. And don't forget, the oxy powder that flushes out your guts, 70% of the immune system is in the guts. Give your immune system a leg up. Oxy powder. Try it. I know you'll be a repeat customer. You've heard the listeners. It's incredible. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase funds the Tip of the Spear and the Fight for Liberty. Hour 2 coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.